Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
She had started hooking up with her ex-girlfriends and they would hook up with a mask on to be safe.
It isn't body fluids?
I don't think vaginas spread COVID.
Yep, let's go home.
Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to the pod, hosted by, I forgot our podcast name, Wild Till Nine, hosted by myself, Lauren, and boyfriend, Jeremy. I have a little bit of a headache that I'm currently fighting with caffeine. Oh, sorry, did you want to get your wave in there? I didn't mean to cut you off.
Hey.
I have a headache that I'm currently fighting with a skinny cinnamon dolce latte. I just learned yesterday when I had a migraine, literally yesterday at the same time, that, what was it? Caffeine restricts the, what was it? Remember?
Oh, I don't know why it works. It just does.
No, I read it to you. We Googled it, why caffeine helps with headaches. It restricts the blood flow or something, but in the right, because it's swelled. When you have a headache or a migraine, things are swelled and caffeine restricts it. So anyway, that's my current situation. So, and my excuse.
Every medical professional is like,
they don't know. Yeah, Dr. WebMD. Mm-hmm. That's my specialty. Anyways, hello. Welcome back to Wild Till Nine.
Is that how we're going to start most pods now?
What?
Hey guys, I feel like total shit. We got to get this podcast out of the way.
I mean, normally we're really good about, like, if we feel like ass, we just don't record. But I would say I only feel like semi-ass, like half ass, a little bit of ass, side of ass,
like
a sprinkle of ass,
all the wrong types of ass.
Not it. I mean, it's definitely not like a whole trunk.
Lauren told me the other day that she wants a dump truck for an ass. She goes,
no. And then what did I say after that?
I don't know.
Remember? Yes. You were like, your dad would be so impressed. I was like, wait, no, actually, maybe I don't want a dump truck. I think that's too big. I would like an extended cab pickup truck. Four door, not two, four door.
Got it.
Yeah. So like, I want, 2021 is going to be the year of the booty.
How many tons?
I'm not sure. Okay, I have no idea.
Got it.
And
I mean, I wouldn't have anything else to give you there. So,
I have no knowledge there, like zero knowledge there. And so I don't want a dump truck. I think that's too proportionately large for my body because I also have no boobies. So I feel like when you have no boobies and just have a dump truck, like, I don't know if I could pull that off.
I think there are plenty of girls on TikTok with that exact same genetic makeup that are pulling it off just fine.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure. I just don't know if I'm one of them. I don't know if I can join them in the dump truck. So anyway, 2021 is not the year of the dump truck. Maybe that'll be for next year.
You're putting the dump truck off till 2022?
Maybe.
Oh my, let's get through January.
Literally, let's get through January. This month has felt 6 years long already.
It's been pretty ridiculous.
I would like to hit eject until maybe June.
Well, I don't necessarily want to like wish my life away.
I would skip forward 6 months if I could, I think.
Really?
I think so, yeah.
No, I need those 6 months.
I don't know. We're in a civil war right now, basically. And I don't know if I want to be here. It's not a good time.
But what about my birthday?
Like, what?
What about me? Let me look at just my life.
Oh, sorry. Okay, well, January 23rd, we can hit eject.
I definitely want to eject myself from the 23rd. There's nothing good on that day.
Oh, there's nothing good on that day.
The hangover, recovery. Yeah.
Yes.
And if I have work, it's me trying to recover in the middle of sending emails.
Your birthday's actually on a Friday, though, so that's exciting.
Turn up.
You got a birthday weekend.
Turn up.
To do nothing together.
Great. Well, welcome back to the pod. we have a decent episode today.
I'm excited. Yeah. I'm excited. And I decided to really take hold of this one, and Jeremy gets to react and be like the fun. So I hope
that's
you
why I said decent. I'm like, it could be great, it could be bad. I don't know.
We're relying on you for the funnies.
Oh, I'm coming. I'm bringing the funnies.
You're bringing the funnies.
I thought you were bringing the funnies.
I told you, I feel like a sprinkle of ass. So I'm leaning on you for the funnies this podcast.
Well,
Here we go. Okay. So just new year, new me. Dump truck 2021.
We just described that it's going to be 2022.
Sorry, I know. Extended cab, four-door, though, doesn't really roll off the tongue when you're talking about how big you want your ass to be.
I get it.
So after the bullshittery that was 2020 and the first couple weeks of 2021, I feel like there has never been a more pivotal time for dating. Because just like the dating landscape has never... Was it the 1920s that there was the other influenza that like... Basically, like history is repeating itself, and then there was the Roaring 30s after, and everyone would like partied so hard and like.
Well, it would be the Roaring 20s.
I think it was called the Roaring 30s, wasn't it? After there was like the, no.
Let's look up the.
I also just want to say that I got this information from another podcast.
Let's do this. Why don't you type in Roaring and T, and let's see if it's followed by 20s or 30s.
Oh, fuck me! And everybody at home, 20s. God damn it! The Roaring 20s. Jesus Christ. Okay. Economic growth.
Segway. Sweet. Roaring 30s.
It's Segu. Fuck.
Following sweet.
Heimlich remover.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I feel the need to message the podcast that I got this information from. Also, use this as a teachable moment to not get your education from our podcast, because I also got my education from another podcast that was not correct.
On. You guys, no. Whatever we say.
You know what? I got so many messages in support of Segu and how illegal that should be to pronounce it Segway.
Yeah, I got to be honest. I'm not as impressed with our audience as I guess I thought I was going to be on that one.
That's fucking rude to all of us. That is rude to all of us that you have now just grouped us all together in.
I don't know what day I learned how to spell Segway.
It was 2 weeks ago for me, so. And a lot of other people.
Well, let's talk about the roaring 30s.
Oh, God, I can't believe it's the roaring 20s. I feel the need to message the girl of the podcast that I got that from.
Wait, so you just heard it on a podcast once and then just like, that's it.
Right. Right. Well, they mentioned it like three times in the episode.
The roaring 30s?
The roaring 30s, yeah.
Okay. And it's not to say that the 30s couldn't have some roaring moments, but like it was the roaring 20s.
Right. Oh, wait. Also, this is after the... I wonder if maybe this is a British podcast. So maybe the UK had a roaring 30s. I'm trying to stretch it to make it make more sense.
You know what? That tracks. Yeah.
Oh my God. Oh, okay. Okay. So this is where it makes sense, but that podcast and myself had the dates wrong. So the Spanish flu was 1918. And then when, holy fuck, number of deaths, 50 million. What the fuck? Okay, so Spanish flu happened 1918, roaring 20s after that, coming out of the pandemic and also a recession.
And World War I.
And World War I, yes. So anyways, we're about to go into the roaring 2021s, I think, right now.
You could probably just call it the roaring 20s.
The roaring 20s?
Which is the same as the last roaring 20s.
History repeating itself, 100 years forward, look at that. Anyways, so the dating landscape has changed a lot in the last
year. All agree on.
Right. Let's just fucking lay some groundwork here that everyone agrees on. The dating landscape has changed. And so I wanted to deep dive into some really educational articles by Glamour and Cosmo, et cetera, all of the most notable educational.
Bloomberg was busy. Business Insider didn't have anything
busy.
There.
Yeah, nothing.
Cosmo, J14, Tube Filter.
Nope, just Cosmo and Glamour. But
got it. Okay.
Oh, and a Yahoo article.
Shout out Verizon. Okay, got it.
Anyways, I wanted to know what the forecasted dating trends were going to be for this year based on everything that just happened. And so I'm going to run some words by you. And I've also polled the Wild Ones over on Instagram. So make sure to follow the Wild Tonight Instagram if you want to be part of the combo and the data gathering, the data gathering, however you want to say that.
Or if you just want to see some podcast pubs.
Oh my God. I just posted the cutest podcast pup. His name is Mochi and he's wearing the sweater and it's very cute.
Cute as fuck. We're not saying we have favorites, but we don't not have favorites.
But we don't not have favorites. Okay. So essentially like, could we be single in 2021 hypothetically? And could we survive?
Right.
In this new dating landscape.
And if we could survive, would we thrive? Question mark.
I really don't. I don't know. I don't know.
Well, nope. Okay.
Okay. Well, maybe, you know what? You're a hoe. You would thrive. You'd be fine. Okay. So.
How did this become an attack on me? I think you'd do great because you're level-handed and wonderful and beautiful and talented.
I think you'd do great because you're a bullshitter.
What do you got for me, Lauren?
Okay. So we're
going
to start.
Roaring 30s. Let's do it.
Roaring 30s. Let's go. Hard. So we're going
to
start.
You know, and one real quick add to this.
Yeah.
Ryerson, still just good enough.
Good enough. Yep. Good enough. Okay, we're gonna start easy.
Okay.
Pretty simple.
I feel like I'm about to fail this test. Like
some of these are fucked. So think outside of the box. Okay. Like start easy and it's gonna be, you know, pretty simple. But like when we start getting into them, like use your imagination because some of these are pretty wild. Okay, so the first one, hardballing. What do you think hardballing is?
Well, I would assume that's even when you're interested, you keep them like at arm's distance,
okay.
Right? Don't let them know that you're interested, even though you're continuing to like give them just enough via quarantine, like to think that there's still something there.
So kind of like stringing them along?
Yeah.
Okay, hardballing, total opposite. Absolute and total opposite. Knowing what you want and going for it and not accepting anything else than that. Anything less than that, sorry. People are looking for something more serious after experiencing loneliness during lockdown. So we've got no time for ghosting, no time for stringing along, whether you're the recipient or—
But you know what you want.
But you know what you want. It's like a hardball. It's like a fastball. Like you're right. Just like fucking direct.
Okay. I think that makes more sense than I think my logic was wrong. I think that makes total sense.
I think that makes sense too. When you think about it, yeah. I feel like I've always been kind of a hardball player. Like if someone is like, unless I also am like, then I'm not interested.
Truer words have never been spoken. That was great.
That was half words, half sounds.
No, I don't. Yeah, I mean, okay.
Okay.
My, I would say that I'm actually, although I'm good at negotiating and like and asking the hard questions, I have a tendency of being bad at hardballing because to a degree, I think I play too much devil's advocate sometimes for like, oh, but that could be cool. Or like, oh, that's interesting. And like if they're interested enough in something, even if I'm not that interested in it, I'm like, well, that's cool. And that's not always good.
Right, right. I don't know. I could argue both sides for you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Show my depth.
Okay, you're gonna hate this next one. Astro love.
Astro love?
Astro love.
I mean, I assume that's like astro astronomy. I would assume that if the signs mm-hmm. align or don't align, that like is like dictates whether or not you should go out with that person.
Good job, boob.
Yeah?
Yeah. So looking for dating capacity. Look for dating compatibility according to your zodiac sign.
So astrology.
Astrology, yeah. Astronomy. Yeah. So more than 1 million people added their zodiac badge to their dating profile in specifically the UK in the past 6 months, and it increased chances of a match by 53%. Apparently Leos are the most matched signs, which is great for me. I also got a few messages based on this. And apparently you're supposed to go off of your rising sign compatibility, and apps like Bumble apparently don't have it down to such like a niche sign.
Wild Till 9 dating app coming at you soon.
So Wild Till 9 dating app coming at you soon. And okay, so I pulled the wild ones. I pulled the people to see if how people feel about that. Like if they agree.
Okay.
Because I personally don't look into someone's like sign until afterwards. And I'm like, oh shit, we're not compatible. And then things just keep progressing, you know, as they do. And I would never like break up with someone to be like, I'm like, oh my God, you're an Aquarius.
Right. So there's no placebo effect there at all.
No. We're actually compatible, babe. Is it Leo and Aquarius?
I mean, you didn't have to tell me. I can just feel that.
Yeah.
Our energies are vibrating in the same frequency.
I don't know if that's how that actually works with astrology. Okay. Anyways. Okay. So the people said, would you date someone if your zodiac signs were deemed incompatible? And so it was an 11% to 89% split. In favor of yes, they would still date. Oh my God. I wanted to phrase it like that to see your reaction.
I was going
to
say, you know what? This is actually our finale. I'm out.
So 89% of people said that they would still date someone.
And let me be clear. It's not that I disagree with the 11%.
Okay.
Okay. I don't personally agree with the 11%, but whatever makes you
exactly.
Tick. Whatever. I'm not going to judge you for it.
Yeah.
Whatever makes you tick.
Well, also, if astrology is a huge part of your life and like you are super big into manifestation and like things aligning, like if that is going to throw off your energy towards like a certain anything, whether it be a project, a job or a person, like that's your shit. That's
also,
your thing.
That applies to anything. If you heard a little secret or nugget about an individual, that's not even true.
Right.
But that just knowing that secret or nugget influenced every other like conversation you had, mm-hmm. it would still have an impact, even if that thing wasn't completely correct. So it's like any information can mess with your brain. Totally.
I mean, I feel bad for some of the astrology signs that like have a quote unquote bad reputation.
But like, I feel like all of them do.
Well, like when G-Eazy put in a lyric like crazy fucking Gemini, because it's like the two twin thing, you know,
right.
It's like, so some of them have like some worse stereotypes than others, but it's literally just like I know some great Geminis. I do know some crazy fucking Geminis, but I know some great ones too. Same. Jeremy doesn't even like having this conversation.
I don't have people's signs memorized.
Oh God. Oh my God. Okay. So next we've got loke dating.
Loke dating?
Loke dating.
How does one spell loke?
L-O-C.
Loke dating.
Yeah.
Is it an acronym?
It is a, no.
Country of origin.
You know what? I think this article is from the UK. So maybe the UK.
Could you use it in a sentence?
I'm really into loke dating right now. Wasn't into it before, but now post pandemic, I'm really into loke dating.
Okay. Fuck. I got nothing.
Okay, so people are now more inclined to date locally and want to date in the area that they live in. So I guess because the pandemic has increased anxiety just like overall.
Right.
No one wants to like travel to go to.
What is travel? Is that like get in a car? Is that get on a train? Get on a plane?
I mean, it could be either. So I guess this site just said that like people want to date people within their city because like going on a coffee date at a place that you already know with someone that you might have like a mutual friend with is more comfortable than having to like go without like outside of your local bubble.
Got it. And local was just too many syllables.
Loke dating. Yeah. Also, I might be pronouncing that totally wrong, but it was L-O-C connected one word with dating. And so I thought since based on location, it'd probably be loke dating.
Right.
Because like lock, I don't know. Anyways, also this could literally only be in the UK and maybe it's not even America at all. And I just pulled it from a UK website. Let us know in the comments.
Well, you know, America kind of came from the UK in the first place, so.
Okay, so this one is actually the toe. Oh, well, here I go, giving you the definition. This is not even like a guessable one. Borderless love.
I mean, so love without borders, wherever they are.
Right. So a surge during the pandemic, updating their location preferences to everywhere and more dating app users became open to a long distance relationship. So this is the flip side. So there was an increase in people wanting to date close, but also an increase in people wanting to be long distance. I've actually seen so many TikToks of people who have, I think there's like an upgrade on Tinder where you can go anywhere, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And they'll like fall in love with some like cute French boy over in Paris and they like live in Arkansas or whatever. And
you could have fallen in love with a cute French boy in Paris.
I just want to keep you, babe.
Look at that. That one.
But then it's really cute. And then they finally like meet each other. And you know what? Like, I feel like it's like having a digital pen pal that you can like potentially fall in love with.
I think the catfishers have never been so excited about this whole borderless love thing.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, Ned is probably having like season 9 to 11, 12 are all lined up.
On Catfish?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, maybe. I just like, I think it's really cute. The TikToks that like recap the ones that work at that like do obviously go somewhere.
I think it's cute too. I just think that like we need to get better about like, identifying and like validating who is actually real or not.
I mean, yeah, that's not what we talk about on this podcast, though. Like,
right, true, yeah. Yeah.
But it's really cute. Okay, so then I asked the people. I asked, are you down with long distance? And I got a lot of like text replies to our Wild to Nine hotline and also on Instagram to this one. So we've got 54% of our audience saying yes, okay, and 46 no, which is interesting. That's actually more, that's higher than I thought it was going to be.
Which one?
I mean, well, it's basically split. Like I thought it was going to lean towards no.
No, got it. I think it's because you have been in a distance relationship and understand how hard it is.
Right. Maybe. Yeah.
So it's clouding your ability, right, to like, be like, why would anyone want to do this? Like, yeah. And I agree with you. Like, I don't think that there's a world where I would get into a new relationship long right. distance.
Right.
Like,
right.
I think that I think how difficult it would be for me to figure out how to be long distance with you tomorrow.
Right.
I can't imagine just starting new like that.
Yeah. And so some of the responses that I got, like the most common ones, one were that military wives, we have a ton of military wives listeners who said that because there's an end date and you know exactly like how long they might be deployed, is that it makes it more manageable and right. I guess like organized when you know exactly when the end date of like when you'll see them next.
Okay.
Where and then similarly, people who don't have spouses or significant others in the military, they just said that like, yes, if there is a end date.
Yeah. I mean, my last relationship with her being on tour so often,
like a different kind of long distance.
It's a different kind of long distance, specifically because it's like you try to map out places like that you want to like see each other,
right,
and like what cities are more conducive and like on the like the tour stop. But like at the same time, you never know when the next tour is going to come up or things are always in flux. So it's like you almost like plan not vacations because they're on work and you still have to work and you got to figure out how to do it at the same time. But it's like
a tag along.
Yeah, it's very difficult.
Yeah,
it's very.
I mean, I will say that that is a very isolated thing that people are not going to relate to.
No,
having
for sure.
A superstar girlfriend.
No, but like I think it's as a, like. It's not saying it like couldn't work out for everybody, but like I think it's very difficult for someone who wants to try and like at the beginning of their career,
right,
try and map out how to like do their 9 to 5 and be on a plane to like meet somebody else once a month. That's difficult.
Right. I think also too, like if you meet someone, okay, like just say I upgraded to the passport thing on Tinder and I met some cute boy in Paris.
Did you not have all the upgrades?
I didn't actually even download Tinder when I was single.
Bullshit.
I didn't. I downloaded Bumble, Raya,
everybody,
and Hinge.
Everybody ready? Tinder Horse.
Did we talk about Tinder Horse already?
No, we haven't.
Okay, no. Okay, it's a Tinder Horse.
Hey, everybody, real quick.
There's
a liar in the room?
No.
Are you going to lie on Tinder Horse's name?
My mom.
Your
right
mother
now,
is going to listen to this?
Howling.
Exactly. She's going to go.
Tinder Horse was 2 relationships ago.
Is that not when you were single?
No, I was single between, okay, I have 4 relationships. You're number 4. Tinder Horse was between relationship 2 and 3.
Okay.
And then between 3 and 4, you.
I only have 1 question.
Was Hinge, Raya, and Bumble.
Totally. 100% agree. Have you downloaded Tinder when you were single?
Oh, yes. Okay, but Tinder like 4 years ago or 5 years ago, whatever, how long ago at that point, was very different than Tinder now. We can do better than Tinder. We've got better options as women for Tinder. Our standards are higher.
Okay.
Oh, here we go.
Pause.
Here we go.
Here's where I'm going to push back.
Okay.
And I'm going to be adamant about it.
Okay.
It's not to say that there are standards that should be raised across all of them. Don't get me wrong. For all genders. What I am saying is Tinder serves a purpose for both sides of the equation here. And sometimes that.
But I'm sorry. Can you define both sides of the equation for me?
Tinder serves a purpose for men and women.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just say just because it's kind of a hookup thing that some women don't just want to hook up.
Oh, that's not at all what I'm saying. I'm just saying that like, even if I wanted to hook up or find someone to marry, I like the idea of like, especially on Hinge, being able to sort by like, I mean, all they give you just so many options to filter out. And that just like increases your efficiency when you're using the app to find a match. So whether you want to suck some dick or you want to get a ring on your finger, like I think that for me, I value my time and it's important to me to be as efficient as possible. And I like the ability to have an increased chance of matching with someone.
It sounds like you know what you want.
I do know what I want.
Would it be unfair to say that some women haven't experimented enough with what they don't know and that Tinder might be a good opportunity for them?
I mean, here's the thing.
Would it be unfair to say that?
Do you hear Jeremy being a salesman? This is the shit that gets him in fucking trouble. Would it be unfair? No, Jeremy, it's not unfair.
It's a simple question.
It's not unfair. Do you? Okay. Oh my God. If you haven't listened to last week's podcast, I need you to add that to the queue of whatever you're listening
you just
to right
stop
now.
And just go back
and
to
go
that.
Back to the conflict and fighting in a relationship I'm podcast.
All I'm doing is there.
Take your simple question and shove it up your ass. Okay. So moving on. I'm just asking a simple question. Okay. Okay. So pause. Tinder is great. I think it's just oversaturated. And that's why just like 5 years ago, Tinder, I think, was like the winner, the top dog of all the dating apps. But now there's just so many more options.
Okay.
Anyway, fuck. Well, now the Tinder horse, like that's a story for another podcast, I think.
I feel good about where we landed.
Okay. I don't even remember where this question started.
It started when we were talking about the borderless love and the long distance relationships and like the army wives, which like, by the way, if you are a military wife,
oh my God,
or military husband,
yes,
we thank you for your service.
Oh my God, seriously!
Wow, it's not the same court. They're both important parts, but like that seems like, hard.
Oh my God, I cannot imagine.
Specifically because I feel like when you sign up for that, you just have like no control.
I would die. Like yeah. For someone who like it needs control and structure, I would literally self implode.
No, yeah, that takes a very specific type of strength. I don't know.
Oh, I don't have
it. I don't have it.
I really don't have it.
Yeah. And as someone who's been in like distance before, and it was obviously a weird case scenario, don't get me wrong. Like I don't know what career opportunity would have to come up that had, you know what it is? It's not that I would say no to all forms of distance, specifically before I had my first kid. There would need to be an end date on it.
For sure.
No matter what the dollar amount is. I don't think, even if someone said, we'll pay you $1 billion.
Right.
You have to move to X for a certain amount of time and we'll reevaluate halfway through. Like, I don't.
Right.
Not for me.
Also, I before you threw Tinder horse into the conversation, what I was going to say is that if you were to meet, like, so say I was single and I downloaded Tinder and got the passport thing and was able to like match with someone in a different country. If you happen to fall in love and love the shit of each other, but neither wants to leave their country or their state or their province, whatever it might be, like that is such a hard conversation. Oh my, like I can't even imagine starting long distance and like not having a clear, like, I don't know. When I was in my last relationship, like I had plans already to move to Los Angeles before we had even met. And things just like aligned that way. And so like we were long distance for maybe 5 or 6 months before I ended up moving. And like, did that maybe expedite the process by a month? Maybe. But like there was a very clear and distinct end date to like that relationship being within the same city.
Yeah. I couldn't do it.
I don't think I can do it.
No, I couldn't do it.
So anyways, but you know what? We do have a lot of people that listen that are in long distance relationships. So if there's like a nugget of advice or like, I don't know, just like a conversation that you want to have with our other long distance relationship listeners, please find each other in the comments because we get a lot of questions about long distance.
There's and a serious support group out there. That's
there
necessary.
Really is. Yeah, for sure. And so if you guys want to start it, I support that.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Ooh, these are fun. Next one.
Okay, retro shading.
Ooh, shading someone on their past Instagram posts.
Oh my God, you need a really quick definition. No, wrong. But great guess and love the creativity behind it.
Because it's, you know,
retro, old and shading. Yeah. And yeah. So it's where we bring back a potential unwanted lover into our lives. The pandemic increased Google searches of why am I dreaming about my ex by 2,450%. So apparently lockdown is like bringing back old memories. And maybe you just like think about like your most recent or your strongest, most passionate relationship
That's just dangerous.
Ooh, that is dangerous.
Yeah. Well, I also think like people, when they have too much time in their hands to a degree, like it just brews trouble.
Oh, for sure. When you also are like forced to be at home with no social interaction to just like marinate in your thoughts.
Well, and like also I am someone who's very bad at getting my mind off something that's bothering me until there's something new to focus on.
Right.
Like if there's nothing new to move my focus, I'm just here.
Right.
Like I can't imagine us breaking up, lockdown continuing and not thinking, even if we were fucking loke, remote, FaceTime lovers with the perfect astrological lover. Like, I was like, I don't have enough memories of the new person to replace the thing where like, oh, when this sound happens, that usually means that this is going on. And I did that with my ex, like just dumb shit like that.
So like have Moose's tippy tappies now replaced.
Right.
Yeah, new memories, new good feelings.
Although I love my old puppos.
Right.
I don't think about them when I think about like,
Moose's tippy tappies. Yeah. Okay. Right. Got it. So anyways,
he has a very specific type of tippy tappy.
It's so funny. He kind of drags his toes because he's such like a saunterer.
Right. Like, walks my old huskies were both much larger.
Yeah.
And we had hardwood floors at every one of our apartments. Didn't make the.
Yeah. He drags his tippy tappies. They're so funny.
It's weird because as such an eloquent dog that carries himself with such.
Oh, he's basically like a gazelle.
Yeah. This is our.
Our small, fuzzy
pig of a dog. Yeah.
Okay. So,
There's the word bull is in the descriptor for the breed.
Oh, it's the perfect name.
Right.
It's the perfect name, a bull terrier. Okay. So I asked people, did you think about your ex? Well, I guess we're still kind of in a lockdown. So, currently, do you think about your ex more while in lockdown? And we had a 30-70 ratio here. 30% of people said definitely.
Wow. I mean, that doesn't surprise me.
It doesn't surprise me at all. Especially like if you were to have dreams about like travels or like just like your fucking cute ass night at like a sunset or something. Like that's the shit that we're just like not doing right now.
Or the shit that like really made you mad.
Oh yeah.
They were so bad about it. That shit for sure.
Yeah. 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 Maybe, you know what? Maybe it's healthy for people to like kind of process those emotions.
I think it's okay to think about your ex. I think it's not okay to want to think about your ex and then cover it up with something that is overtly like, okay, well, can't think about these two things at the same time in an unhealthy manner. Yeah.
Right. There's actually not like a meme, but like one of those little like viral meme page word posts where it's talking about how like you should normalize being able to talk about your ex with your now present partner. Because it's part of your history and it's part of your past. And I had a bunch of people send me that that little meme. I don't want to call it a meme because it's like not making fun of anything. But I was like, oh my God, that fucking resonates so hard. Infographic? Yeah, maybe. It's like a text post. I don't know. I'm overanalyzing this. So anyways, and then the other 70% said, you know.
Okay, no judging.
I only gave them the options of definitely and you
so
know.
So judge or not judge. Got it. Okay.
Okay, next one. Manifestation.
I don't know how to say that any better than you're saying it, so I'm gonna let you just chew over it for a while.
Yeah, I mean,
manifestation?
No. Manifestation.
Yeah. Manifestation.
Dation. Yeah, I think it'd be like you say it like dation. Like right. You kind of
manifestation.
Manifestation. Yeah.
Manifestation.
Yeah, when you say it too fast, it just sounds like manifest.
Manifestation.
You got to get the D in there. Yeah, you really got to suck on the
Okay, all right. And there goes monetization.
Monetization. Okay, so
we'll make money in 2023. Maybe. When you get that dump truck ass.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. Dump truck OnlyFans time 2023. We'll let's go.
We'll make a few
go.
Dollars. Yeah.
I'm not going to make an OnlyFans. Okay, go ahead. Manifestation.
I mean, I assume that you're manifesting going on a date with somebody.
Close. Yeah. Manifest everything we want. So including a new partner, could be money, could be friendships. A manifest dater goes dating knowing exactly what they're looking for, manifesting it and maintaining their vision as the relationship progresses.
I mean, I think people should probably do that always.
Well, you said sometimes people don't know what they want and that's why they should be on Tinder.
I think they should. But at the same time, like they know that they don't know what they want.
They know they don't know what they want. Yeah, I guess. Yeah. You're figuring out your path to know what you want.
Right.
Yeah. So you're manifesting clarity.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So then I polled and it said, do you believe in manifestation? And 73% of our audience said yes.
Okay. But you phrased it, do you believe in it? Like there are very few people who are like, no, I don't believe in it.
You know what? I actually have a friend who is super against manifestation. And I'm sure someone can clarify this in the comments for us, but it was something that it's like about the new age movement. Does that sound familiar at all?
There's been a new age movement every age since ages were old. Are they like a predestinationalist?
Let me do like a very top level Google and then our more educated and informed manifestors can let us know.
Okay.
Oh my God, guys. Okay. This led me to a deep wormhole of 45 different articles that I want to read before I make any kind of top level statement that I don't want to get roasted for because I probably will get it wrong. But if you're interested in Googling more, it's something about manifestation and it being somewhat dangerous when you mess the law of attraction. And that's all that rings familiar to me when I watched my friend's video. So anyways, manifest as much as you want to manifest. And
I mean, if you're so afraid of making a change that you don't do anything outside of what naturally happens to you, that's a theory.
That's a theory. That's a theory. You know what? Hey,
I'm gonna do my best not to judge you. Not for me, but I might suggest maybe hop into the driver's seat a little bit. See how the wheel feels. You might like it.
Okay, there you go. Okay, next one. Apocalypsing.
Assuming that the end of the world is near and you want to find someone to do it with.
Oh my God, that's so morbid. But yeah, kind of, but like less.
We're kind of apocalypsing right now.
Less about the world ending. So treating every relationship like it could be your last, and getting super serious really fast. And apparently, it's popular with Gen Z.
I would have thought it would be popular with everybody but Gen Z.
That's what I thought too, right? I thought like anyone who's like 30 is like, and just say they've been hoeing around. They're like, oh my fucking God, the world is ending. I need to settle down. I need to find my person.
Okay. I don't know. Yeah, that seems I'm a little surprised by that, but okay.
Yeah. Okay. Masquerading. And I want to be very clear. This is masquerading.
You're a mask?
Masquerading.
I don't know how to.
Think COVID.
Is it when you masquerade with a mask? So you go out and like you're going on dates.
With a mask?
Are you fucking with a mask on?
No, but I do have a good story for this afterwards. So it's fronting that you care about COVID safety precautions for optics or to impress a match. So 1 in 5 Gen Zers are masquerading in front of potential dates. So for example, saying how important it is to social distance, but your tagged photos have you in fucking Tulum and all these places traveling with 20 people.
I know a few masqueraders.
I know a few masqueraders as well.
Okay.
Also, in these polls and questions that I posted yesterday for today's episode, one of our mutual friends responded saying that she had started hooking up with her ex-girlfriend and they would hook up with a mask on to be safe because you know COVID doesn't
it isn't body fluids.
I don't think so. I think it's respiratory, right?
I'm not a doctor. I'm not qualified for this.
I don't think vaginas spread COVID. You know what? Don't quote me on that. Again, don't take your education from our podcast.
That one, we're going to asterisk that one.
I don't think vaginas spread COVID. I think it's a respiratory.
I'm just waiting for like either vaginas or dicks do. It's going to be one of the two. And then we're going to be like, well, See?
Well, we told you. Mm-hmm. So yeah, so she found comfort in hooking up with an ex because it was hard a day in the pandemic to find someone new.
Yeah.
So just to satisfy each other, they would hook up with a mask on and only be intimate from the waist down. You know, do what you gotta do.
Oh no, I respect the grind. I feel like there's gonna be some people that are gonna try and carry that over into. No, I'm not really into the. It's more of a down here thing. Like dudes everywhere are going to try and like pull that one off.
Oh no, we shouldn't just in case.
We should just probably have sex.
I mean, so that probably breaks like the whole 6 foot social distance thing, even with a mask on, but better than no mask.
I think there's probably some creative methods, but yeah, I agree. That's probably.
To be 6 feet with your mouths.
Let's
okay.
Move on.
Oh my God. Let's move on.
Let's move on.
Okay. Fauciing.
Is that a new religion?
Fauciing?
Yeah.
No. I mean, you know what? I would follow Dr. Fauci as a religious leader for sure.
Okay.
I trust that man. Declining to date someone because you don't feel like they're taking COVID seriously enough. I'm a Fauci your ass.
You gonna Fauci me?
I got Fauci your ass.
Okay.
No, you've done a great job, Shwoop. I would not Fauci your ass.
I haven't left.
Okay. Zoom landering. I love this. It's going to make so much sense. You've seen a Zoolander, right?
Right.
Okay, so now take it and make it Zoolander and try and piece that together. Think outside the box, but not really.
So you pull your underwear off without taking your pants off?
Nope.
One of you has Owen Wilson's nose?
Still nope.
Okay.
How did he get that nose? Do we know?
I think that one you're born with and then break it. And then you're born with it and you're break. Yeah, like there's no way that there's not a combination of like a lot that went up.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. That thing goes in seven directions.
It really does.
I don't know.
Okay. Oh, you don't know Zoolandering. I thought we were still talking about the nose. Okay. So when a date spends the entire time checking themselves out in the camera instead of looking at the person they're on a date with on Zoom, the Zoolander.
You know what's funny is that like there's features in Apple and Zoom, I believe, that are built in. So it makes you look like you're not looking. Like when you're looking at the screen, you're actually looking a little bit below the camera. And they're using, I believe, a little bit of correction to make it like come off at a better angle.
Huh. Yeah, I definitely, I look at myself, I feel like, when I'm on a meeting in Zoom, but not because I'm like, ooh, do I look good? I'm like, is there trash in the back? Like, is my background fucking ugly? Like, are you walking through with no pants on? Like, I'm just trying to figure out, like, is this an appropriate work setting?
That's fair.
Okay, and so then I asked the wild ones, have you been on a Zoom or a FaceTime date? And 85% of our audience said no. I was kind of surprised by that. I thought it'd be higher.
Yeah, I thought so too.
Yeah, I have a friend who at the beginning of the pandemic.
Can we ask again, and how many of you are lying?
Yeah, and how many of you are fucking lying? I had a friend at the beginning of the pandemic who went on like maybe 4 or 5 FaceTime dates. And she was recently single, and so like, for her, it was not an ideal time to go into like a year-long pandemic. You know, I think that she actually is glad that it happened to like give her some time to like, you know, think.
Right, hindsight's 2020, but at the time,
she was like, this fucking sucks. So she was really open to the whole Zoom and FaceTime dating situation.
Yeah.
And she went on a few that were just so bad. Like a dude talked about himself for 2 hours straight.
I mean,
what do you even do? Because you're like not on the level where you can
be
like.
Oh my God, I can't believe my internet went out. That's crazy.
That's so crazy.
And
I
don't have an unlimited plan with data. So
bye.
It says you're active on Bumble. No. I got hacked too.
I got hacked on Bumble. Oh my God. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like I rely so heavily on someone's like, physical energy, I guess.
Go on.
Well, like, I don't know. Like, it's so hard to, like, know. I mean, like, if someone's a shitty texter, so many of my friends are absolute garbage texters, but we get along so well in real life because you have to, like, actually have a face-to-face conversation.
I mean, at this point, I'm a garbage texter to 98% of my friends. So
I'm not kidding. Jeremy's friends text me to get to Jeremy because he doesn't text. And, like, the worst part is, like, you're not texting anyone back.
Right.
It's not like you're on your phone doing something else.
I'll hit him when I hit him.
Jesus, or when I respond to them.
Or if they need me.
Yeah, I guess. Sure.
Let me live.
Okay, stalk blocking.
Do you block the other person and their finstas to the point where they can't like stalk you?
Yeah, okay, so pretty much. So making your social media accounts private so your prospects can't creep on you.
That makes sense.
That goes against everything that I live for, which is creeping the shit out of someone.
I would go so far as to say that I'm not sure you would go on a date if you couldn't stalk them.
If we had a mutual friend who could vouch for like their sanity and like someone who's not going to kidnap me and stuff me in a van or something, I would go on that date and I would give them a chance. Like if the mutual friend was like, oh yeah, he's a good guy. I think you'll really vibe with him. But if it was a random that I couldn't lurk just for like my own safety, I don't think I would.
That's fair.
Yeah, I think that's fair. But I do love to lurk the shit. Okay, so here's how the lurking process normally goes. Okay, so like just say you and I were to not have known each other and already met in person and we had matched, we had a mutual friend and I had your social media account. I would start on Instagram.
Okay.
And I would, you know, scroll the fuck through your photos. Okay. And then I would probably
looking
go over
for what?
I don't know, just taking in, just okay. Surveying.
Evaluation.
Evaluation. And I'd be like, oh, like, does he go out a lot? Does he vacation? Does he travel? Like, do we post pics of like lots of other girls or just like other dog pics? Do you have friends with babies? Like, do you love your parents? And then I'd probably hop on over to
do I love my parents?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's really cute when like a dude posts like a picture of his mom and is like, fucking love my mom.
Right.
Like
okay.
So cute. And then I probably hop over to tagged photos because things get more candid in the tagged photos. And I feel like a lot of guys who don't pay attention to their social media, like don't think to untag themselves in a photo that might not be flattering. So then you start seeing more angles of that person, like physically and metaphorically to be like, okay.
They're not face to themselves for the most part on a tagged photo.
And I would hope that they would not be face-tuning themselves even on their own photos. but it's just a more candid view of how they live their life. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like from party photos or group situations or whatever it might be. And then after tagged photos, if I'm seeing like a few of the same people reoccurring, I'd be like, oh, okay, here are their besties.
So second
tier. Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So next tier on someone else's profile, I'd go to the besties and like see photos and like catch the vibe of like the people that they surround themselves
totally.
With. You know what I mean? Like
yeah.
If they're fucking masquerading the buds, then like maybe like, I don't want to go on a date with this guy.
Maybe they've untagged themselves from photos they were masquerading in, and you'll see him
and
there.
And then you would see him and you fucking catch him in his tracks.
Yeah, and then you see that he's tagged. Oh, I guess he wouldn't be tagged though.
He wouldn't be tagged, yeah.
Yeah,
he wouldn't
okay.
be tagged. Yeah. And then after that, I would, if I had his full name, I might check out the LinkedIn.
You would check out the LinkedIn?
Oh yeah, for sure.
I didn't even know you knew how to use LinkedIn.
I actually used to have my friends log in so that—
You told me that.
Yeah, so that I could go look at people's LinkedIn without it being like, Lauren Marie Mackey viewed your profile. Because then you can verify like how old they are based on like when they graduated, where they went to school.
My dates are not on mine for anything collegiate. Anything that you could use to like
okay,
get my age.
Like you've done that intentionally though. I feel like most people don't think about that. Like I have on my LinkedIn like when I graduated.
Well, I didn't graduate.
Right.
So there's that.
Right. So there's also that. Yeah. I was going to say that. Yeah. So maybe, you know, check out the LinkedIn, take a peek. Make sure that their name doesn't come up in any kind of like criminal search history or any, you know.
Oh, so you're doing a background search?
No, I'm doing a background search, but like if you type in Jeremy Michael Lewis and like the sixth result was like some kind of assault charge, I'd be like, maybe not the best guy to go on a date with.
Fair.
So I do a light Googling.
Okay.
A light Googling.
That it?
I mean, there could be much more levels here, but like, do I want to like really dive into the CIA deep dive that like girls go to the lengths of doing?
Then I use their IP address. I track them on their lips. I install a cookie. I do a man in the middle attack. It's great.
Oh my God. What was the new one we were just learning about? Pegasus?
Oh, For the three of you that know about Pegasus, sure.
Yeah. Anyways.
The enterprise SaaS company out of Israel. Yeah.
Sure. Uh-huh. So anyway, I would really appreciate if people didn't stalk block I want our listeners to be able to stalk their prospects for their safety.
But what about the people that don't want to be stalked for their safety?
Oh, our listeners can make themselves private.
Oh, it's just the
for
other
their safety.
People.
It's just the other people.
So if you don't listen to this podcast,
I
want to
protect. I
want to
protect my kind. Yeah, wild ones. I want to protect them.
I mean, I don't disagree.
Yeah,
yeah.
So make yourself private if you want to be private. But also, if you're private, I can't repost any photos or anything that you send me because you're private.
True.
Okay. Thunderberging.
Thunderberging.
Oh, sorry. No. I made that up. Thunberging.
Thunberg. Thun?
You know a Miss Thunberg? Greta.
Oh.
Greta.
Those who care about the environment?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Thunberging, so named after Greta Thunberg, becoming more prominent in dating when two singles bond over their passion for environmental change.
Okay.
I love that. That sounds like some Gen Z shit right there. I love that.
It's not baby boomer.
It's not baby boomer. It is actually, that's not true. Gail, my mother, is the queen of recycling. Did you know that you can recycle dryer lint? It's compostable.
I don't think it's as much as recycling as it is compost then.
Right, but that's like a form of recycling.
You're right. I would just,
I would just put that in the trash, but she puts it in with our food scraps that then we would then put into a compost bin that goes in the green bin, et cetera. And it goes, yeah, so your dryer lint is compostable.
I haven't taken it there yet.
I.
We'll get there eventually.
Yeah. I was just feel like our dryer lint is maybe more toxic than the dryer lint that my mom makes.
Just straight up just fucking die.
Yeah, it just feels more toxic than my mom.
Whatever experimentation you've been doing. Yeah.
Right. There's just so much tie-dye that goes through our dryer as well. Right. It makes me a little nervous. Okay. Inner party dating.
Is that when you're fucking people that are in your close circle?
Inner party dating. No. Think politics here.
Oh, got it. So you want to find the same political affiliation and only date people that have the same views.
Right. So dating within your own political party. So 64% of respondents of this survey said cross-party dating doesn't work in modern relationships, up from 53% in 2019. And so I have some pretty interesting replies for this one from the people. So I think the general consensus is that too much has happened this year to date someone who would have a highly opposed opinion.
Right.
And there'd be major conflict there. But hang on, let me find the other one. Ooh. Someone referenced a situational. Situational, which I think is super fair and I agree with. So it's like some political views also tie into basic morals and human rights, whereas the economic side of things I can totally see being more lenient about. An opposing view that's not harmful can usually always help you grow, which I think is really interesting, like to see a new side of perspective of things, especially on the economic side.
Yes.
What?
I mean, I totally agree.
Yeah.
I mean, I also look at this and I'll put the caveat, of course, there's an extreme that's too far for me, but like I will always look at somebody with a different set of opinions and views mm-hmm. as an opportunity to ask why.
Right.
Get some genuine curiosity. But going back to last week, the genuine curiosity piece.
Right.
Because like they might have information that I don't know.
Totally.
I doubt it, but they might. But like the things that I'm passionate about with like politics and religion, yeah. like at least I under, it's not to say that I don't know everything there is to know. I at least know why I believe what it is that I believe.
Right.
So it's like, I expect them to come to the table, not necessarily with something that I don't know, but at least tell me why it is they've come to this conclusion.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I think also political parties are more divided now than they ever have been. And 4 years ago, well, 8 years ago, this might've been a different conversation, but I tend to lean towards, it crosses paths with basic morals and human rights.
I mean, yeah, I don't think that you're wrong by any means. I think the other piece is that like through asking them why it is they believe what they believe, if you have a difference of opinions as to the how to deal with the solution, that's one thing. If you have a difference of opinions of how to deal with the solution and why certain things are or are not a problem, that's probably where the line's going to have to be drawn.
Right. Okay.
Survey says,
would you date someone with opposing political views? And 68% of people said no.
Interesting.
Yeah. I mean, if I had to say like black and white yes or no, I also would say no.
I've dated people who are on every side of me.
Right. I think in this current climate, if I had to make a black and white choice, it would be no.
It wouldn't be a no, but I'd have to respect them for getting to whatever it is that their like perspective is. Mm-hmm. And it would be a no if there are certain things that just like didn't hit same morals.
Situational.
I won't call it situational.
You say I won't call it.
I might call it.
Situational. Yeah. For me, it's a motherfucking no, dog. It is a motherfucking no. Okay. Also, this is not dating, but I feel like it's appropriate to talk about because it is the most entertaining. Like this is some fucking real life reality show shit. Like this squashes the Kardashians 1,000 times. Claudia Conway on TikTok is the funniest fucking thing that I have seen out of 2020 and also 2021. I mean, 2021, her content's been pretty hot fire.
Ongoing.
Yeah. I mean, she's definitely had some drama, some tea for sure.
I bet so.
She's also like fucking 16 years old. Like she's 16 or 17 years old. She's super young.
Claudia Conway. You want to get some context?
Oh yeah. Who is Kellyanne Conway's daughter?
The current or former press secretary?
I can't tell if she got booted.
I think she did
as well. Or quit. I can't remember the circumstances.
Yeah.
So Kellyanne Conway, Claudia's mother, is super affiliated with the Trump campaign.
Right.
And then her father is super closely related to an anti-Trump campaign.
That's right.
And Claudia is the child of both of these, like, very politically aligned individuals and just puts fucking Kellyanne. Politically misaligned individuals. Claudia just roasts the shit out of her family. And it's like,
both of them or just her mom?
Mostly just Kellyanne.
Got it.
Kellyanne
okay.
takes most of the heat. I don't know if I've seen the dad on TikTok, but it is a real life reality show because she'll just like make TikToks at home with like Kellyanne just like in her pajamas at the dinner table. And Claudia will just like bust in like making a TikTok, obviously not in support of Trump. And it is so insane. It is insane. It is so insane to watch. It feels illegal to be a viewer of like that much. So I guess it'd be like opposite of inner party family. I don't want to say outer party family, conflicting party family. It is the most insane dynamic that I have ever seen in my entire life. And it feels illegal for me to be watching it.
I mean, like if she wasn't a kid that was like dependent on the mom, I mean, you couldn't just bust in and just take a video of somebody else and then post it online without it not being illegal.
Right.
But
right.
For whatever reason, this all kind of makes sense and falls into a place where like, unless she wants to get emancipated, like.
Right. Yeah. And actually one of her TikToks the other day was talking about how the mom is not going to give her the boot, like boot her out of the house.
Well, you got to respect that.
Oh my God. Yeah. I mean, you obviously don't align on a lot of things.
If my kid was running in and being like, I hate everything you stand for, I'd be like, then leave the house.
It's insane. It is literally insane.
I feel like it's going to happen more and more as the youths don't agree with their parents and have a like free-ish way to talk to any and everybody in the world.
For sure. But I also like love that the younger generations have the ability to like educate themselves about whatever they want, however they want at any time. You know what I mean? Like there's just like more information than ever.
I think that will be good in 5 to 10 years now when we have a better sniff test on what is and isn't good information.
Right.
But yes.
Yeah, that's so true. There is a lot of information. It's not all good information.
Yeah, we are at the, like, I think the precipice of the most information with the least ability to filter out what is and isn't quality.
Right. I mean, I feel like even just in the past, like, 3 months, even when Twitter started putting those like little flags on tweets where it's like, did you read this full article before just reading the headline? Like, did you, like, this is not based on facts or whatever their little notes were at the bottom of some of the tweets.
We just outpaced the
corporations,
society in the way that we, like, the idea of like Bill of Rights versus the terms of service, like which one wins
is a
current conversation that is nowhere near being done, like being debated.
Well, on that stressful note.
Yo, it's my birthday week this week.
Is it your birthday week this week when this goes up?
Yeah.
I got your present already.
Okay, so you won't give me a real hint.
No.
Can you give me something?
No. I won't give you anything.
Here's my issue with it. You admitted to me I haven't asked or expressed interest in this thing.
Right.
And
Do you not trust me?
No, of course you do. And you didn't run it by the 19 people you usually run everything by.
Uh-huh.
By 19, I mean like 6.
Yeah.
And so
brave of you to assume that I have 19 friends.
It seems like you're kind of doing like a little lone wolf thing on this one.
Okay.
You're going outside the box.
That's actually not true. I asked 3 people about it, but not the 3 people that you would think that I would normally run things by. Does that confuse you or make you more excited? I can't tell.
You know, it's time will tell.
Time will tell.
Yeah.
Time will tell. It's your birthday week.
I'm excited.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
And then
just more months in quarantine, babe. That's all we got. Like, that's it.
Okay, deal. What podcast has this been?
I told you, I watch 3 podcasts and I rotate through them on the days that they release, and that's
this
it.
This is your mom's house. I'm Tom Segura.
I don't know what you're saying right now.
You are his wife.
Okay.
I wish I knew her name.
I'm the wife.
I watched Cody Ko on the show.
Right.
I know that was very funny.
Okay, great.
That's all I got.
Okay.
So I wish I had more.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.